Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What's up with this song? Is there a theme here, James?
No, I didn't choose this, but this is Renee by The Lost Boys. This is a classic.
Well, how about this? Well,
it's a great song.
I'm trying to figure out why we're playing this right now.
We got new music, it sounds like.
Apparently we got new music, and there
it
is. All right, Jared Cameron, John Ritchie again, 94 WIP from our new digs, Entercom Studio, and 2400 Market Entercom headquarters, I should say, the Tasty Cake Studio, 888-729-9494. This hour's code word. Let's give you a chance right now to win $1,000. This hour's code word to give you a chance to win $1,000 is report. Text report to 72881 now for your chance to win. One randomly selected nationwide entrant is going to win $1,000. Message and data rates may apply. For rules or to enter online, make sure you visit entercomcontest.com. John, do you remember how scary the report card was growing up as a kid? Maybe you were a super smarty guy.
Scared of it.
Oh, man.
I look forward to it.
I liked it.
Like, give me my report card. Killed it.
Well, sometimes you look forward to it, and sometimes you're scared. I mean, for me, it would vacillate.
Well, we know what kind of student you were, so.
Your teacher said that you were the worst student they had ever taught in 40 years.
And do you remember what I was 35 years? And what I had
in that. It's an important clarification.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Don't give me an extra 5 years of bad. In that particular teacher's, this was senior year. I'm not going to say I love him. He's just a wonderful person. I won't say the name. But in his class, first quarter, B. Second quarter, F. Exam, because I wanted to prove I could do it. Exam, A. Semester grade, C+. Third quarter, I said, I'm all in. I'm giving you great effort. Third quarter, A. Fourth quarter, F.
Wow.
Two Fs and two A's in the same year. Let's go to the phones right now, 888-729-9494. Talk to George, who's with us.
You?
What's going on, George?
Joe, that's astounding. You remembered every one of them grades.
Well, just because it was that particular class, you know. I mean, that was...
I just wanted to say this. I do think they crossed the line, and that's coming from a person who's always looking for the edge. You know, I'll definitely admit that. But I want to say something that really bothers me, and that's hearing these Yankee fans cry about how they were cheated. I watched them with Clemens, A-Rod, Pettit, Sheffield, Giambi, have every one of their World Series tainted, in my opinion, and now they're going to cry about, you know, the Astros, and it absolutely sickens me.
Well,
and
I agree.
Absolutely
great point.
Disgusting.
Allowed to cry.
Great point.
Yeah, I think that comes with the territory. You take.
And the other thing I wanted to say was.
Go ahead, George.
Exactly. And the other thing I kind of wanted to say was, everybody saying it's a team thing from the Astros? The whole team was in on it. But if you look at the video of Altuve, and why would your teammates try to rip your jersey off if everybody knew that he had a buzzer on him? So I don't know it was as deep as everybody thinks. Just a little defense for the whole Astros team before you persecute everyone. Like, it just kind of doesn't add up, in my opinion.
Well,
but
it's an interesting distinction, and they've denied it. Now, whether it's true, you know, whether the denial's true or not, who knows?
Just reminding them.
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. George, what do you got here when you talk about a great debut? Who had a great debut?
Well, I was going to say there was this karaoke debut of Torn that was pretty good, but I ruled against that, Joe. And I went with Your Real Talent, and that was the debut of the Cameron Ritchie Show, which really led to radio greatness, and that's you guys, because you are the best.
Well, thank you, Joe. You're very kind. All right, so he goes October the 24th, 2016.
Maybe a little too kind, but we'll take it.
A little too kind. A day that do you remember how many years I said, James, to John that day?
37 years.
Yes.
Is what you said.
Do you remember that, John? First segment, I said we'll be together for 37 years.
You did.
And I'm really...
Three and a half of the way there.
I'm
kind of slog still.
Three and a half. Did you do that math that quick?
What can I say? It wasn't very hard math.
Good Lord.
I hope you make it 37 years, Joe.
I don't.
With your... No. Like, you physically make
I hope you're around in 37 years.
Hey, man, I worry about that.
I'm on the mend.
You're sickly.
I'm on the mend.
No,
all right,
you're not. Look, we got to get this right.
By the way, speaking of being on the mend, is he really on the line here, James, right now?
Oh, yeah, buddy.
All right,
the champ. Beat the hammer champion on the line.
Well, I'm not happy about that. Of course, he is the commissioner as well of Philly's Fantasy Camp. And calling in on the Schwartz-Carlton guest line, if you're injured at work, get justice. Call Schwartz-Carlton at 800-JUSTICE. I need him to go easy on me this year and make sure some pitchers toss me some, let's just call them batting practice pitches, so I can get the necessary six hits to avoid losing the bet. He is, of course, the great Mickey Morandini. What's happening, Mick?
Seriously, of all the great debuts that someone could come up with, and they're going to say, your show.
I'll tell you, Mickey.
Really?
Mickey, I was thinking Ruben in 92.
And no disrespect to John. John, I love. But my God, really?
Well, yeah. Mega says, you know, our show's cooking right now. I mean, what do you want me to tell you, man? It's what the people say. Mickey, how you been, man? You getting ready for fantasy camp?
I'm great. I am ready. I just hope the weather cooperates because, you know, it's a blast down there. You were down there last year. But we have some things to talk about with you. First off, once again, seriously, I listened to your show maybe 2 or 3 days ago, and all I heard was you had 2 torn hamstrings.
Yeah.
You had a bad shoulder or something, and your eyeball was out of its socket or something.
It was.
So,
not to mention the elbow.
Seriously?
Yeah. Groin,
I mean,
elbow.
But Mickey, you know us. But Mickey, you know us, high level athletes. I mean, the reality is, while we play through it, you're not typically at your best performance when you're physically not the best. I mean, we know about that.
But did you play through it, or did you? I think you missed a couple games, didn't you?
There was some time I was down and out. That's true.
Like, you were the co-MVP of the PAL softball game, and I was expecting huge things from you.
Mickey,
I put you on a team that had 2 great hitting instructors and Ricky Jordan, Milt Thompson. I expected big things.
Hold on, Milt Thompson?
I was seriously disappointed.
Milt Thompson was your coach
last year and this year.
Milt Thompson.
Yes, yes.
The hitting coach for the champions of the world.
That's true.
Yep.
And he
yep.
couldn't coax better than that out of you?
Might blame Milt. No. Might blame Milt.
No, I don't blame Milt. I blame you.
I did look at your stats, yep. And you were 4 for 11.
Okay.
But, you know, you could hit 10 balls down there and not get any of them out of the infield and be 10 for 10. So,
Mickey, I got to tell you, man, I need some hits. I'm just begging you. If I'm struck, because I got a bet here, I got to get either 5 or 6 hits or all sorts of bad
stuff. I know the
happens.
Bet.
I mean, I'm begging you, as the commissioner. Think about, you know, Jordan probably leaned on David Stern from time to time. As the commissioner, I'm just going to ask that you get to that pitcher in the final, you know, game or two, if I need an extra hit or two, and make sure it tosses me a, you know, nice little softball.
Well, I think most of those guys down there toss softballs to you. So,
yeah.
But I do know last year, and this is a fact, and you can confirm this, that you had an 80-year-old man hit in front of you.
That is correct. Matter of fact, he was 83.
Yeah.
We're talking.
That's
got to
be a little
class.
Embarrassing for you, doesn't it?
Yeah, but remember this: he had a lot of experience. Oh, yeah, that counts for something. You know, managers like in big games, they like to, you know, rely on the experienced player.
But he's not a previous
injured.
MVP. He's not a previous MVP either.
Right. That's true.
The bet's 5 hits, right?
Yes.
Bet's 5 hits, 1 extra base hit.
Yes.
Correct.
You have to have 1 extra base hit or you have to have an extra hit. You have to have 6 hits, right?
6 hits with no extra base hits or 5 hits with an extra base hit.
Mickey, it sounds like you're saying an extra base hit with Joe's level of power is next to impossible.
I'm a single.
So he's got the only chance he has is if he hits one of those seeing eye singles that just gets through, and the outfielder is an old man that can't run, and Joe just keeps running until he gets. That's really the only chance he's
Mickey,
got to get an extra base hit.
And I don't disagree with you, actually. The problem is I then have a what they call a forced choice. Do I choose, you know, nearing first base to really turn it on and then stretch the groin where I could tear the groin again? That's the issue.
Well, that's true. That's enough of the injury stuff, all right?
Yeah, I know.
Have you been hitting?
I have not.
Oh, jeez.
Why would he do that? Yeah, why would
And I also
practice?
Remember I also remember you playing second base and having, like, 3 ground balls, like, clank off your shins.
Yeah, that was at third
oh,
base.
Oh, really?
That was at third base at the end of a game, and it was
because
a disaster.
Because Joe has been propping up that side
oh,
of
yeah.
things.
Oh, yeah. I know. I can pick
saying,
it.
Saying, it wasn't the greatest at the plate, but, hey, defensively.
Yeah, I'm like Ozzy.
He's an athlete.
I'm not like Mickey. I'm like Ozzy.
I'm like Ozzy.
Ozzy?
No.
Oh, my God.
That might have been a little extreme. Mickey, look, man, looking forward to seeing you next week. Fantasy camp, of course, starts up on Wednesday, goes through Sunday. obviously too late for people to sign up for this year, but for future years, PhilliesFantasyCamp.com. It's truly a wonderful experience. Mickey, who are some of the guys going to be down there this year?
We got Jim Thome coming down for a couple days, so he's our big draw coming down. Unfortunately, Charlie can't make it this year due to the surgery that he just had. But Larry Boa will be down. Crucky's coming back. Ricky Jordan, Danny Jackson, Dave Hollins, Vaughn Hayes. Who else is coming? You know, the regulars.
The regular guys.
Eisenreich. Scott Air, I mean, we got a bunch. Chris Coast, we'll all be back. Mike Lieberthal.
Awesome.
So, yeah, there's a bunch of them.
Mickey, thanks for calling in. I don't really appreciate it because I didn't like neither your tone nor your words. But
I'll be watching every at-bat of yours down there, so I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Mick. We'll talk to you next week, man.
All right. Take care, guys.
There he is, Mickey Morandini.
I like this. I like this a lot. I love the scrutiny that you're under.
Oh, it's great.
Not cool.
Scrutiny as an athlete.
Well-deserved scrutiny.
Why do I feel like, I got Brazier looking at me in here. What is John Brazier doing in our studio? Why is everyone ganging up? Just settle down. Settle down. Let's go to the phones. Now we love Brazier.
All right, Ozzy.
Yeah, Ozzy. Well, of all my absurd things, that might have been the most ridiculous of all.
Oh, I don't know. You know, Paul Newman, Robert, there are a few.
I'm more like Juan Bell. Than Ozzy Smith.
You'd be lucky to be like Juan Bell.
I would be. To the phones we go. Let's talk to Greg. What's happening, Greg?
What's going on, fellas? How you guys doing?
Great, Greg.
Good, good. You know, this cheating thing, let's push the morals aside for a minute because it's morally wrong. But let's think of the bigger picture and let's think of what's going on in our society today with everybody suing everybody and money being like, you know, the top dog of everything and money controls everything. So, you know, how long until somebody sues the Astros or sues someone for making a gambling, you know, thing where they lost because they're cheating now, you know, taking it to court? Or so it's just a big slippery slope. How long until it's professional wrestling where now we're making up who's going to win and because money's involved.
Well,
it's
listen,
just,
really
with the,
fascinating.
With the gambling and everything.
You're right.
You know what I mean?
I don't know where that sort of what the legality of it is, but you're right. It is a situation where a class action lawsuit, I got to think there's a lawyer out there that's got that on his mind.
I mean, you have people who sued McDonald's because they're fat. So, yeah, of course they're going to sue. When there's money involved and this big money with the FanDuel and all, you know, all the sports betting that's legal now, they have to be very careful because you're going to get lawsuits. And not only that, now Vegas is going to control more of baseball than ever before with all the money going through. Mm. So this whole thing is going to be scrutinized, and I think it's going to get worse before it gets better because of all the gambling. I think the gambling is just going to make things so much worse.
Fascinating point, Greg. Give me the best debut you can think of.
The best one, the first thing that popped to my mind when you brought it up was the offseason, all offseason, we couldn't wait for it, and it's T.O.
Oh, wow, that is a great answer. T.O.'s a great answer. T.O., debut, of course, versus Chris McAllister of the Ravens, burning him on the first play for a touchdown preseason. And then regular season versus the Giants in 04 with not one, not two, but three touchdowns that day. So
I didn't remember he had three.
Yeah, he had three. Opening day, he had three touchdowns
I'll
versus
tell you
the Giants.
What,
that's a big answer right there. T.O.'s Eagles debut is a big answer.
And I felt it too. I mean, I'm playing on that team alongside of him, watching him, marveling at him in practice.
Less handoffs to the fullback.
Well, yeah. I think there was one.
One
the
previous
year?
Year?
It was, he was another, a whole new level. I had never seen that degree of physicality, you know, that combination of the size with the fluidity and then the explosion on top
Phenomenal.
Of it. The hands.
Totally
I mean,
phenomenal.
The worm burners that were coming that you know, Pinkston and Thrash couldn't corral.
Yep.
He's catching every one of them in practice. So I felt it too.
888-729-9494. Coming up, a star player in baseball that many Phillies fans have been clamoring for. His manager says, not so fast. What's the deal? Who's the player? We'll dive in next. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie on WIP.
I'm so Philly proud having played here and now working here. I love the home team. I also choose the home team at Parks Casino as my sports book of choice. They're right here in Bucks County, and they're the only sports book run by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. Are you ready for the conference matchups this weekend? Tennessee is +7
against Kansas City. A lot of people saying Tennessee is a team of destiny. Well, not if Big Red has anything to say about it. And then Green Bay getting 7.5 points in San Francisco. Green Bay is more complete, not just a one-man show like recent years, but are they a match for the team I believe is most complete in the league? So many ways to wager. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers, live in-game betting. And so many of you great Philly fans have already joined me and the home team, my team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook right here in the Delaware Valley. Download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use the promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet of $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as account credit. Use the promo code BIRDS, get your first risk-free bet of $500. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.